Hello?
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yes.
Hi, Bruce. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the compliance team of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good
Where
to
are you
hear.
calling from?
Penguin Book Writers. I believe you placed an order with us.
What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California. I just talked to somebody from New York. You guys are all over the place, huh?
Yes, we are. The head office is in New York, and we have a lot of offices in multiple states as well. For example, California, Nevada, and there are a few other places as well. So I wanted to know from your end, what exactly is the concern at this point of time?
Okay, first off, what is your title?
I'm the compliance manager.
Compliance manager. Okay. Well, I'm dealing with Josh. Are you familiar with Josh?
Yes, I believe he's your project manager.
Okay, I like what he's doing. Okay, I like where we're moving along with this thing, and apparently his team is we're all in agreement on things, okay? However, my problem is the lack of timely communication with Josh. He just doesn't get back to me very quick. I've been trying to get answers for things. He hasn't really been answering a lot of questions with much detail. I'm just curious of how long has he been with you guys?
He has been with us for a very long time. And just give me a quick
Yes.
moment. I'm pulling up your account here just to see your communication with him, okay? Stay on the line with me.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Bruce Clark, correct?
Yes.
Okay, stay with me for a moment, okay? Thank you very much for being online, Bruce. Okay, so I'm looking at the communication here. I see that the last message was sent from Josh regarding a confirmation on a Zoom meeting, and there is no response from your end. That was sent yesterday. I believe you must have directly spoken to him over the phone, right?
No, I actually sent him prior to that. I sent him a text or an email that said that I just got his. He asked for some times when we could do the Zoom call, and I had replied to him that same day, but although 3 hours later when I wasn't able to get to the email. And I told him right then and there, okay, I got it. Just set the Zoom meeting. I'm available anytime. And he gets back to me finally, and he says, okay, what time? And I said, anytime. You pick the time, just send me the link for the Zoom, and I'll make sure I'm there for it.
The
And
only
no
last
response.
thing that I see on in the communication here is that when you said to set up a Zoom call on the 21st, Josh responded to you after 2 to 3 days, I believe, and that was on the 21st. I hope it wasn't the weekend. Let's just check it out. Okay.
Okay,
Yes.
is this Josh's only job, or is this a part-time thing for him?
No, this is his only job. And usually according to the process, it's a 24-hour time frame to get back to any customer, okay? And the
Okay.
reason why I'm seeing a gap here because 21st was a Friday, I believe. 20th, let me check. 20th was a Friday. So that's the day when you send him when you sent him the request for the Zoom meeting on Tuesday. Then he responded back to you on Monday because we are off for the weekends. So just keep a time span in mind for 24 hours. You will definitely get his response within 24 hours. To be very honest with you, I'm not trying to cover him up or anything like that. We have no personal terms whatsoever apart from working in the same company. He is the most efficient project manager that we have on board with us. So usually
All
people
right.
also take 2 to 3 days to respond, which is ineffective personally in my eyes too. So I think 24 hours time frame, it's something that we can work with. But I'll ensure that I am documenting this in your account just to make sure that everybody's complying and following up with you regularly. By the way, Bruce, are you available on texting as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to let Josh know, and I'm not sure if he's texting you already or communicating via texting, but I will
texting
let him know that.
Phone? No, he's not. Yeah, that'd be fine if he texts me on my phone.
Perfect.
It'd probably be a lot quicker.
Yes, that will just eliminate the gap. Furthermore, I believe you guys have a call scheduled for today, right?
We do? No, I haven't seen anything about a call scheduled today.
His last email that was sent to you yesterday, it says that I really do apologize, but I never got the message after inquiring the time for Tuesday so that I could share the link with you. I waited throughout on Tuesday for the response and your availability. Moreover, I'm the project manager, and I'm working along with the writing team on your project. The writing team works on the drafts and edits in order to have all on board. I will have the writing team head join us, join our call so that we can decide from there and align the next steps. Please share a good time, and we'll be calling you tomorrow anywhere between 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. PST.
Right, I read that. Okay. Well, you know, I've done a number of Zooms over the years, and somebody always sends me a link to do a Zoom call, and I'm always there for that link, and so that's all I'm waiting for. And, you know, I guess my only real complaint is, you know, I did write them. I don't know if you look back a few emails, you'll see that I wrote them and said, look, I think we got a real hot story here, a good book. And I think time, it couldn't be a better time for a book like this about something that's in the news so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the climate is right for this kind of a book. And so I said, let's keep this correspondence going faster, please, you know?
Okay.
And so that's why I'm kind of in a hurry to move this along, and I don't want to drag it out for 6 months. And the way it's going to be 6 months.
Of course. I'm going to make sure that we expedite things. See, Bruce, there is a standard process. Initially, it takes some time for the team and for the customer to be on the same page. Usually, it takes about 3 to 4 drafts, right? Since it's the customer's book, their vision, and the ghostwriters or editors need some time to actually sink into that flow, you know, the transition and the mindset of the author, actually. So,
right. I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that.
It's just a little slow for now temporarily, but I assure you that once you have finalized everything, like what changes are required in terms of the editorial report, and once you both are on the same page, everything will be expedited, okay? So you got nothing to worry about. One more thing before I let you go, Bruce. What time slot should I tell Josh regarding this Zoom session that you guys are going to
have? Well, is he available over the weekend, or does this have to wait till Monday? Because this is Friday, and it's already 5 o'clock my time.
Okay, all right. Then it's too late for you. Let's just reschedule this for Monday then, okay? I'm going to ask him to directly confirm a slot from his end and send you the link, okay?
The link, yep. And give me a central daylight time to be on that link, and I'll be there.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, and ma'am, I don't want to get in trouble for, you know, I'm not, my only complaint is how slow this is going.
Yep.
And
communication, which is your right to ask for. So there's nothing wrong. We are all cool, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Because I like where he's going and what the team, where they're going, so I'm not complaining about that. It's just I'm just more of a type A personality that likes to see things move faster.
And I can relate with you. I literally have OCDs when something like this happens,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
good. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruce. So everything is set. I will still convey that we need to, you know, speed up the process without compromising.
And tell him to get a link to me, and I'll just be there. He just picked the time, and I'll be there on the Zoom as long as he sends me the link for whatever time works for the team.
Perfect. And I'll also ask him to text you from his cell number. That way you guys can communicate better, you know, just in case he's seeing an email late or you're seeing an email late. That is more effective, I believe. You know, you stay connected.
Yep, it's a lot quicker. I like that. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, my dear.
No problem. Thank you so much. Have yourself a lovely weekend, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.